Today, we learned that the annual computer show called COMDEX has been canceled for this year, a sign that it may be dead. So now, a provisional obituary. COMDEX was born in the late 1970s as the Computer Dealers Expo. The annual event was a showcase for new toys to make life easier, or at least more interesting.
It grew and grew until it earned the moniker World's Biggest Computer Convention. It was held in Las Vegas, and in the 1990s, it drew more than 200,000 visitors and exhibitors each year.
Every year, we'd hear from our reporter, usually it was John McChesney, from the floor of the gathering. It was our way to keep up with what might soon be the future, or perhaps a laughable folly. In 1992, new data storage devices were the talk of COMDEX.
Meet the JetStore 2000, HP's 2-gigabyte DAT drive. It's the starting point storage solutions for PCs with more than 500 megabytes of storage.
There are a couple of technologies that people are really pushing, and I think we'll hear more about in the near future. One is what they call pen technology. People who pitch this say that the pen eventually will replace, you know, the mouse and click technology that a lot of people use.
COMDEX 1993 gave birth to handheld devices.
As powerful as a computer, Newton is as simple as a piece of paper. Newton is intelligent. Newton learns about you.
Computer companies are coming out with what they call PDAs, or personal digital assistants. Called the Simon, IBM's PDA is really a very smart cellular telephone.
In 1994, the COMDEX crowd learned about Microsoft's new direction.
Bill Gates was the keynote speaker this morning, and at noon, he hosted the rollout of his new baby, the new online service called Microsoft Network, once known by the catchier codename Marvel.
The watchword was Internet at the 1995 COMDEX.
Just about everywhere you go, you see some reference to the World Wide Web. This new software that's been developed by some microsystem called Java.
Actually, that I think they're showing off over at the Apple booth is the new crop of Newtons.
COMDEX 1996 offered a novelty we haven't heard much about since then.
This is a pen that you can write on the palm of your hand with, and what happens?
Well, what happens is it transmits all of the information into a small portable device like your handheld PC or cell phone or other electronic devices. It could be in handwriting, and there's a host of other companies developing text recognition software out there.
Microsoft's dominance met a challenge at COMDEX 1997.
A new operating system called Linux, which is getting a prominent play out here. And the personal computer isn't the only computing device being used to connect to the Internet. But the big buzz out here this year is about what are called Internet appliances, one of those great romantic titles. Gates showed off a number of them, and he hopes that his own operating system, the little operating system, little Windows, Windows CE, is going to dominate in that market as well as in the PC market.
As the 1990s ended, the computer bubble blew itself out, and attendance dropped at COMDEX. Then after 9/11, fewer people wanted to travel to the show.
Computer aficionados will certainly find other ways to gaze into the high-tech crystal ball. But for Las Vegas, it's a huge loss of hotel revenue. Yet, city resident and magician Penn Jillette says very few casinos and night spots in Vegas will mourn the demise of the annual event.
I remember that a bellboy, or a bellman, I guess they're called now, said to me, I was talking about COMDEX, and he said, yeah, the guys from COMDEX come in with one white shirt and 120, and they don't change either one. But Penn and Teller and strippers always love COMDEX. We all did very well.
Penn Jillette of the act Penn and Teller remembering COMDEX, the computer trade show. COMDEX has been canceled for this year, with no guarantee it will return.